Welcome to the Wisdom Within podcast. I'm Sonia Lin, your host, season 4, episode 9, Hungry for Happiness. Again, I'm Sonia Lin, a transformational spiritual life coach through transition, breathwork facilitator, pranayama teacher, ordained minister, officiating weddings, and I'm today going to just share some wisdom on embarking on a transformative journey, on exploring this nature of material pursuits in this hunger or longing for happiness. So join me as we unravel the profound truth that is lasting joy that we seek. This eternal peace and contentment and bliss. And it's not found in external possessions, but in the connection to our higher self and spirit. It's within us. So discovering the wisdom that reminds us that everything we yearn for externally is in fact, like I said, within us. It's been with us all along. So it's this rediscovery in a soulful exploration of our true nature and a call to satiate this hunger, this emptiness, this void for this quote-unquote happiness with the eternal feast of self-discovery and the nectar of connection with your high self, spirit, with the divine. And when we can tune in and access the echoes of ancient wisdom as it guides us towards fulfillment and what has possibly been being searched for through transition, some type of, you know, previous episode I've talked about, you know, midlife crisis, or in transition there can be this question of who am I? Who am I beyond the physical body? What is, you know, my next purpose? So this hungry for happiness, this space that can constantly be trying to be filled from outside, this never-ending quest of trying to satiate, and it's a delusion, it's a distraction from connecting with our true essence. And you know, the East of the spiritual life teaches us so much in the West, and the West can learn so much from us. And it's about this balance of coming together with living a spiritual life as well as an active life and being in the world and creating this spiritual practice. And, you know, again, what we're hungry for is not outside of ourselves, and it's often not taught in schools. And so in each and every action, you know, when we focus on our true nature, this question of who am I, and really learning to be present in following our breath of the joy, the peace, the bliss is in each moment, and not this constantly trying to, you know, this next goalpost, if I have this, or if I achieve this, or if only that I would be content or happy. And you know, happiness from things outside, it's short term. It doesn't stay. And it's the attachments that create this suffering. And so learning, you know, this art of living in a world without being attached, where to things, and that's where the misery is created. You know, these worldly troubles of attachment. So it's learning to live in the world, but not bound by the weight of chasing the fulfillment in material things, but fulfillment in a combination of material active duties and being centered in our divine consciousness, in God or Christ consciousness, that this higher self, this spirit, that the essence of who we are as consciousness. And these possessions don't create this lasting happiness. And, you know, all must be left behind. And no matter how much or how little in wealth, you know, it all must be left behind. And a few quotes that I really, there's some great quotes here that I had pulled up. And Gandhi, happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And there was another quote I pulled that just, in referencing to what I was just saying on the possessions, let me just find where I had wrote that quote down. By Dennis Whately, happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, or worn. It is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. And a couple more that I just jotted down are, well, my own words of just, what we are hungry for is within. It's all around, and it's in the present moment, and truly a breath away. And then by John Templeton, happiness comes from spiritual wealth, not material wealth. Happiness comes from giving, not getting. If we try hard to bring happiness to others, we cannot stop it from coming to us also. To get joy, we must give it. And to keep joy, we must scatter it. And that leads into, in previous episodes where I talk about the six human needs psychology of, excuse me, the intention of what it is that we're doing. You know, what need is it? How is it that that person makes us feel, or we believe the next achievement or goal make us feel? And how is it to have that feeling, to feel loved or worthy or enough, or the connection within ourselves without that? So it's not dependent on, and we can let go of the attachment to the outcome, that is not success, does not define, you know, success or happiness or failure or misery, but letting go of the intention to it and following what it is that our heart and soul are leaning into and longing for, and letting go of the doubts of the limited self, the ego separate self, to the divine, unlimited being, and following that. You know, you can't see happiness. You can't always see love. You can't always see, you know, faith. It's going beyond. It's going beyond the five senses into the intuition and into that feeling sense. So again, these possessions, they don't create, it's not lasting. So it can lead to, you know, selfishness or poverty, and it's in an abundant world. You look around and nature teaches us everything is just so, and following the intuition, and it's an abundant world. And the, you know, true success Like we talked about this, you know, next goalpost, or how do you feel this enough or worthy or love or success? It's samadhi. It's that state of a Sanskrit word for union with the divine, with God, Christ consciousness, universe, whatever is in your language where you're at, that as well as the material duties, not stepping away from actions of the world and karma, but this union, this divine union with your higher self, where you transcend from the limitations that the ego mind, the separateness, to the heart and to your soul, and then merging together the soul with spirit and the collective. So again, it's not in these seeking, when you can let go of the attachment to the achievements that satiate just temporarily. It's not that this long term. And if we don't feel this joy, this bliss, this happiness, contentment, worthiness, lovable within, then it's this constant seeking outside to feel that hunger. And who it is, what it is that we're really hungry for is our own peace within, our own love. And in order to love ourselves, we have to truly know our nature and who we are as unlimited spirits. So this this school of life, this learning, this rediscovering in life school, learning how to live is really the key to this everlasting happiness. And whatever this happiness is, it's really the joy is internal. Happiness, again, is temporary if it's outside of ourselves. But this peace, this contentment, this first stage of peace, connecting with your higher self, and then this deeper state of bliss connected to spirit. And so, I just lost my train of thought again. With this, just, asking yourself, what are your rules for happiness? And when I work with clients individually, we go through different needs and the intentions behind, and when there's this void, in transition, or there's can feel like something is really missing in life, been going through society's norms or just patterns through the upbringing or what you believe to be what would bring this quote unquote happily ever after, and then finding that it's not, that no matter what, there's still this hunger for something greater. And so check in with yourself. What are your rules for happy? Is it that you have to be in a relationship, or you have to get this promotion, or that you have to have grandchildren, or that you have to have, it goes on and on, and just looking for, well, this person has to like me and then I would be happy, or something in the world would have to shift and then I could be happy. So just checking in with, what are your rules? Because how can happiness ever be obtained if it's something outside of your control and if it's, unrealistic? So it's always about looking at what the rules are and how do we define success? What does that mean to you? And then possibly rewriting success to you. So I'm just seeing how long we're at here. So I like to keep them about 15 minutes. So we're just about there. So the next Let's see, the upcoming events I have, the 11th, there's a breathwork at Heart Song Healing in Hooksett that I'll be facilitating. This is a shamanic journey of really tapping into spirit and ancestors and just dropping in with some rattles and some drumming, as well as playing some music. And any levels of breathwork experience, you don't need any to just lie down, let the music soothe your soul, be your medicine, and get out of the head and shift, journey through your heart to your higher self. And then Friday in Pelham at Moon River Wellness, I'll be teaching a workshop, pranayama, in increasing that life force energy, learning how to properly breathe, some pranayama practices that you can do. That's Friday the 15th. And then after that, there is signups on the website for the Head to Heart and Soul Retreat, and that is in Hillsboro. And if you're not local, the next remote breathwork, it's always the first Sunday of each month, so that would be the beginning of April. I don't have that date there here in front of me. So a couple questions for you to just contemplate and think about on happiness and success, what that means to you as you go inward to seek the answers that are within. And if you're feeling stuck, feel free to reach out for a session or a breathwork session, pranayama practice to remove some of these impurities, these limiting beliefs keeping you stuck, and diving into this journey of self-realization of who you truly are for a life full of happiness, health, wisdom, and abundance. In love and light, namaste.